Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Tezayin. We are holding on the very top of Daf Tezayin, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Ali and Lishvas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Leah Shalom, and Shamash Shabin Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Charlie and Mimi Gershbaum, in memory of Hilda Gershbaum, Hinda Rachel Bas Yaakov Hanan, on her fifth yahrzeit, and Shamash Shabin Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Isaac Gallendauer, Li Nishmas, his father, Avram Ben Yonatan Yehuda, Imri Gallendauer, which yesterday, the Neshama Shavn Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today, Begadol, what we're going to talk about is Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir. That's the whole daf today, is about whether something can become pigle if you only had a Machsheves pigle during half of the Matir. So the Mishnah is going to have a Machlokas about being mefagel b'chatzi matir. The Gemara is going to discuss, is it called mefagel b'chatzi matir when the first chatzi was with a machsheves pigel and the second chatzi was stam? Do we assume that the stam follows whatever the original machsheva was and therefore it's not just a chatzi matir? Or do we assume, no, the second half was stam, so it's still just a chatzi matir? So we're going to bring a couple of rayas, and that discussion will take us through all of Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara is going to have two explanations on Amud Beis of how Rabbi Meir can hold that being mefagel on the matanos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom HaKippurim will make the korban into pigle, if after all any future matana, once you had a machsheves pigle on the matanos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, any future matana just doesn't count. It's like being no saying mayim, so you just don't have all of the avodos. So the Gemara is going to have two explanations of how to understand Shitas Rabbi Meir. Then we're going to have machlokas whether a machsheves pigle on the holochas hakmitza, on bringing the kmitza toward the haktara without having a machsheves pigle on the holochas halavona, is that considered mefagel b'chatzi matir? Meaning on the haktaras hakmitza without the haktaras halavona, so the is considered chatzi matir. What about the holochas hakmitza without the holochas halavona? We're going to try to explain each of those shitos, and then the last discussion on the dot is if you are maktir bit by bit of the komets with a machshava of eating bit by bit of the shirayim after the zman. Is that pigle? Is it pasul? Is it kasher? Meaning normally pigle is you maktir the entire komets with a machshava of eating the shirayim chutz zmanu. But here you take a tiny bit of the komets, you maktir that having in mind, I'm going to eat a tiny bit of the shirayim chutz zmanu. And then another bit, having in mind another tiny bit of the shirayim. So is that mitstarif? Does it add up, or do we just say, nah, there's no machsheves pigle over here? So there are three different possibilities, and we're going to try to see if we can connect that to a machlokas tanoim. So says the Mishnah now, top of Tezayin Amud Aleph, pigel b'komets, a person at the time that they are being maktir the komets, that's how Rashi understands. When you're being maktir the komets, you have in mind that you want to eat the shirayim chutz lizmano. So you have a machsheves pigle while being maktir the komets. If you had in mind the machsheves pigle by any of the other avodos of the komets, meaning by the kmitza of the komets, or the nesina b'kli, or the halacha, so then that's not a chatzi matir, because those things don't happen with the lavona, they only happen with the komets, so then that would actually be a legitimate machsheves pigle l'chaladeos. Over here we're talking about where you have a machsheves pigle when you're maktir the komets. Now haktar is something you need to do on both the komets and the Lavona. So having a machsheves pigle on only the komets is a machsheves pigle on a chatzi matir. So pigle b'komets velo b'lavona. You have a machsheves pigle on the haktaras hakomets, but not when you do the haktaras halavona. You didn't have a machsheves pigle when you did the haktaras halavona, or b'lavona velo b'komets. You had a machsheves pigle when you were maktir the Lavona, but not when you were maktir the komets. Rameir omer pigle b'chayev nalav karis. Rameir says, yeah, that's pigle, and you're chayiv kares for it. If you eat the shirayim, that is already pigle, you're chayiv kares. V'cham omrim ein bo kares ad shifagel b'chala matir. And the chum say, no, that's only pigle b'chatzi matir, and it does not become pigle when you only had a machsheves pigle on a chatzi matir. You have to have a machsheves pigle on the entire matir in order to make it pigle. Umodim chum the Rabbi Meir, the chum would agree to Rabbi Meir, b'minchas chotei u'b'minchas kena'os, by those karbanos mincha that don't have have Lavona, where all there is the Kometz, Shim Pigal B'Kometz, Shim Pigal B'Chayim Lav Kares. Well, then certainly, if you had a Machsheves Pigal while you were Maktir the Kometz, well, then certainly that would make it Pigal, Sha Kometu Amatir, because in those Karbanos, there is no Lavona. Kometz is the entire Matir. There's nothing else to talk about. Now, L'chara, that's a Davar Pashut, right? Meaning the whole sheet of the Chamim is that Ein Mefaglin Be'Chatzi Matir, by the Minchas Chote and the Minchas Kana'os, the Kometz is the entire Matir. The reason why the Mishnah mentions this halacha is to let us know that if you're mefagel b'chati matir, the mincha is going to it's a gzeira mishum minchas chote and minchas knaos, that the mincha the mincha is going to be puzzled when you're mefagel b'chati matir. Meaning even the chum that say that it's not going to become pigle when you're mefagel b'chati matir, they're still going to say puzzle midrabanan when you're mefagel b'chati matir. Gzeira atu the minchas knaos and the minchas chote, where the kometz is the entire matir, where it would actually become pigle if you were mefagel just on the aktaras hakometz. So this is not only true of the karban mincha with the kometz and the levona. This is also true when it comes to the shtei alechem that we bring on Shavuos, where there is two matirim for it, the shnei kvasim that you're makriv along with the shtei alechem, and the lechem apanim also has two matirim. It has the shnei bezichei levona. So shachat echad min hakvasim lechol shtei chalos lemachar. If let's say by the shtei alechem on Shavuos, you shecht one of the kivsei atzeres, having in mind to eat the shtei alechem chutz lezmano, or hikdir echad min habezichin lechol shnei sedarim lemachar, you're makdir one of the bezichin levona that goes with the lechem apanim, having in mind to eat the entire lechem apanim chutz lezmano. Rameiram pigul v'chayim lav karsach amorim b'karsach sheifagul b'chol matir. Same machlokas. Rameir is going to say, good, a pigul b'chati matir is pigul, and you're chayiv kares. Whereas the Chambar is going to say, no, pigul b'chati matir is not pigul. You're only going to be chayiv kares if you're mefagel b'chol matir. Shachach echad min hakvasim lechol mimenu l'machar. Now a different halacha. If you shecht one of the kivsei atzeres, having in mind to eat it, just that one, chutz l'zmano, so who pigul? That one is pigul, because you're mefagel its matir, meaning one of the avodos of it, v'chaveiro kasher, but the other one of the kivsei atzeres is going to be kasher, because you were not mefagel in its matir. But lechol mechaveiro l'machar, if you shecht one of the kivsei atzeres, having in mind that you're going to eat the other of the kivsei atzeres chutz l'zmano, shneim ksherim, then they're both going to be kasher, because the matir of each one is its own avoda. So it turns out even there none of the kvasim that had a machsheves pigul at the time of the avoda of its own matir, and therefore they're both going to be kasher. But that's a separate halacha, meaning the primary halacha in our Mishnah is about mefaglin b'chatzi matir. The Rameir says that even if you only have machsheves pigul on a chatzi matir, the whole thing becomes pigul, and the Chum say no, you need to have machsheves pigul on the entire matir. So Amar Rav, Rav says a chiddush machloka shenasa nasakometz b'shtika. The whole machlokas is when you were makter the kometz without a machsheves pigul, and then you were makter the levona with a machsheves pigul, or you were makter the levona b'shtika, and then you were makter the kometz with a machsheves pigul. Meaning it's only in the situation where the first chatzi matir you did b'shtika, and the second chatzi matir you had your machsheves pigul. Our machlokas tanoim, whether mefaglin b'chatzi matir or ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, is only when the machsheves pigul only came in on the second half. The first half didn't have a machsheves pigul. You only came up with the machsheves pigul on the second chatzi matir. Aval nasan as a kometz machshava v'salvonu b'shtika. But if you started with a machsheves pigul and then you finished without a machsheves pigul with just stam divrei kol pigul, even the Chum are going to agree that's pigul. What happened to Ein Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir? How's that going to be pigul? Shekala Osa Al Das Rishona Hu Osa. Because we're working with the assumption that if you didn't have any Beferisha Machshava, Machshava on the second half, probably you were relying on the Machshava you already had in the first half. So if you did the Akhtaras HaKometz with the Machshava Spigel, and then you did the Akhtaras HaLavona Stam, says Rav, that means you were relying on your Machshava Spigel that you already had. And the Akhtaras HaLavona was also done on the Machshava Spigel, so you're Mefagel Bikola Matir. Ushmol Amar Adayini Machloka. Shmuel says, I disagree. That's called Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir. Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir is whichever half, either the first half or the second half, you had a Machshava Spigel. We make no presumptions about relying on a previous Machshava. So this is the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. If you start off with a Machshava Spigel, and then the second half of the Matir is Stam, without a Machshava Spigel, Rav says that's considered Mefaglin B'chala Matir, because Aldas Rishonu Ose, and Shmuel says, no, that's only Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir. We do not assume Aldas Rishonu Ose. This issue of whether we assume Aldas Rishonu Hu Ose or not comes up in Hilchas Tfilin. The halach is that the klaf of Tfilin and the Ritzuos of Tfilin need kavana l'shem Tfilin at the time that you're ma'abed the or for the klaf and the Ritzuos. That's halach psukin shulchan aruch and aruchaim simon lamed beis. The ibud of the or for the klaf and the Ritzuos has many stages to it. The first is putting the or in the mayim, putting the hide in the water, and then it becomes ready to be machnesit besid and to do the ikur ibud that you're going to do afterwards. So in the Tshuvas Ha'elef L'cha Shlomo, or Chaim Simon Lamed Aleph, Rav Shlomo Kluger was asked, someone who put the or into the mayim l'shem tefillin, but then when he was machnes the or into the sid, he didn't do it l'shma, he didn't have in mind l'shem tefillin. Is the tefillin going to be kosher or not? So he quotes that it's a machlokas taz in the Neid B'Yehuda, that according to the taz, if you have in mind l'shma, the shas nesinus or l'mayim, that's good enough, and according to the Neid B'Yehuda, it's not good enough. So what some of the achronim suggest is that this machlokas is about, do we assume kala ose al das rishona hu ose? You started off with a machshava l'shma. So if you started off with a machshava l'shma, do we assume, well, stage two is probably relying on that machshava l'shma? That would be like the shita of Rav. Or do we assume, no, that yes, started with a machshava l'shma, but that was only on the nesina l'mayim. You also have to do the nesina l'sid l'shma, and you didn't do that l'shma. And that's like Shmuel, that we do not rely on al das rishona hu ose. So the Sefer Imre Kohen, he says, yeah, but how could you be machshir? You're assuming we paskin like Rav? Well, as we go forward in this Gemara, we're going to see we have kashas on Rav. It's not so pasha that we paskin like Rav, that al das rishona hu osa. So in the Sefer Imre Kohen, he says, yeah, but maybe it's different. The Gemara has a machlokas, whether we assume al das rishona hu osa, when the das rishona was an aveira. You had a machshava to a machshavas pigle. So you had a machshavas pigle in the first chatzi matir, so now we have a machlokas. When you do the second chatzi matir, are you continuing, are we presuming a continuation of that machshavas pigle? Or, what's the other possibility? You do tshuva. You don't want to continue to have a machshavas pigle. No one wants to keep doing an avera. But when it comes to the ibud of the tefillin, it's a mitzvah. It's what you're supposed to be doing. So maybe Kuli Avalo Pligi would say that kola osa al das rishonu osa when it comes to doing a mitzvah. Okay, but anyway, this is the machlokas Rav and Shmuel in our Gemara about mefagel b'chatzi matir. Does it count as mefagel b'chatzi matir when is it considered a case of mefagel b'chatzi matir when the machshavas pigel was in the first chatzi and the second chatzi was stam? So the Gemara has two rayas. Raya number one: Yosef Rava v'kamer la shmeita. Rava was saying over that which Rav had taught that if the first chatzi matir was machshavas pigel and the second one was b'shtika, that's called machshava b'kamer. So Rav Huna asked on Rav from the following, when do we say that a machshev is pigel and the avodas hakometz is mefagel the korban? That's b'kemitza, when you do the kemitza of the kometz from the mincha, ubematan kli, and when you put the kometz in the kli sharis to be mekadishit, ubihiluch, and when you bring the kometz to the mizbeach. So in those avodos, having a machshev is pigel just on the kemitza is going to be mefagel the carbon, because those are things that you don't do on the Lavona. You only do those things on the Kemitza, so it is kol hamatir, right? You're having a machsheves pigel on the entire matir in those cases. Aval bolo lahaktara, but if the kohen comes to do the haktara of the kometz, where haktara is something you need to not only do on the kometz, you need to do on the levona as well. Nasan es hakometz b'shtika ves halavona b'machshava. Let's say you do the haktaras hakometz without a machsheves pigel, and haktaras halavona with yes a machsheves pigel, or es hakometz b'machshava ves halavona b'shtika, or you do the haktaras hakometz with a machsheves pigel, and haktaras halavona without a machsheves pigel. So that's the case that we're focused on here, that you started with a machsheves pigel and then you did a machsheves stam on the second half. Ramei Romer pigel v'chayv nalav karis. Ramei says that it's pigel v'chayv karis because it's mefaglin b'chatzi matir, and he holds that is pigel v'chachamim omrim ein bo karis achi fagel b'chol matir. That it's not, you're not going to be chayv karis. You were not mefaglin b'chol matir. Ooh, katani miyo. What did it say? Nasan as hakometz machsheva, that you did the haktaras hakometz with the machsheves pigel v'salvona b'shtika, the haktaras halvona without a machsheves pigel upligi, and the chum are still going to call that a chatzi matir. They're not going to say al das rishona hu osa, and that it's considered to be that you were mefagel kol matir. So isn't that a raya that Rav is incorrect, that we do not assume al das rishona hu osa? So answers the Gemara, not a raya. Ema, the Brisa meant to say ukvar nasan asalvana b'shtika meyikara, not that you were makter the kometz with the machsheves pigel and then you were makter the levona stam. No. When it said you were makter the kometz with the machsheves pigel and makter the levona stam, it meant you were makter the kometz with the machsheves pigel after having already been makter the kometz stam. But if you started with the machsheves pigel, then maybe in a chinami, everyone would agree that the continuation is presumed to be a machsheves pigel. Says Gemara, that can't be what the Brisa means. Shtei tshuvas b'davar, for two reasons. Chada d'hainu kamaisa, because first of all, then it's just repeating the same case twice, that you start without a machsheves pigel, and then the second half is with a machsheves pigel. Who cares which one you're maktir first? The point is that the second one is with the machsheves pigel and not the first one. So it would be the same case twice. Va'od, and furthermore, hatanya, there's another Brisa that is more mefurash, and it uses the words acharkach. It doesn't say that it doesn't leave it vague as to which one came first. It says that you are makter the kometz with the machsheves pigel, and achar kach you're makter the levona stam. And in that case, apparently, it's still called the chatzi matir. So Tigmar Rabbi Chanina b'shtei deos. So Rabbi Chanina will explain, the Gemara answers, he'll explain that price is talking about where there are two different kohanim, that one of them was makter the kometz b'machshava, and then the other one was makter the kometz b'shtika. So in that case, the chum hold that it's a chatzi matir, because we do not assume kalos al das rishon osa when it's two different people. If it's the same guy doing the first half and the second half, so we say, oh, if he had a machsheves pigel on the first half, probably he's continuing with that stam, he continues al das rishona. But if it's one kohen doing the haktaras hakometz and the other kohen doing the haktaras halavona, we don't assume kohen number two is relying on the machshava of kohen number one. Okay, so next raya, says Gemara, Tashima, we'll bring you another raya. But medvar mamurim, when do we say that if you have a machsheves pigel in one of the matnos dam of the carbon, so then the carbon is going to become pigel according to everybody, meaning even the rabbanon that say that ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, they'll agree that when it comes to matnos dam, where you need multiple matnos dam, if you had a machsheves pigel on just one of those matnos dam, the whole carbon is going to be pigel. When is that? B'dam manitana mizbech chitzon. That's when it comes to the dam that you place on the mizbech chitzon, where even one matnos dam is enough to be matir the entire carbon, meaning any dam that goes on the Zveh Chachitzon, even those that require more than Matana Achas, if you were to do just one Matana, it would affect Kapara. It would be valid, and the Kapara would be achieved. And that's why you could be Mefagel with just one Matana Stam. So even though you may need to do two, you may need to do Shtayim Shein Arba, you may need to do four, whatever it is, whatever number of Matana Stam are recommended, if you do just one, it's enough to achieve Kapara, and therefore if you do one with a Machsheves Pin, bigel, it's enough to achieve bigel, even according to the Chachamim. Aval, damim anitanim al mizbeach hapnimi, but when it comes to the dam that's placed on the mizbeach hapnimi, kigon, where do we ever put dam on the mizbeach hapnimi? Arba'im v'shalosh al yom ha-kippurim, like the 43 matnos dam that you do on Yom HaKippurim, because on Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol takes from the dam par Kohen Gadol, and he puts 8 hazaos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim between the Badei Ha'aron, and 8 hazaos from the dam ha-sa'ir, that was the Sir Lashem, and in the Heichal, he does another 8 hazaos from each of them on the Paroches Keneged the Aron. So it's 8 plus 8 plus 8 plus 8, so far that's 32, and then he mixes the dam of the par in the sa'ir, and he puts that combination of dam, he puts 4 matanos on the Kronos of Mizbeach HaPnimi, so that's 36, and then another 7 Azaos on the Tiro of the Gag Mizbeach HaPnimi, on the top of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and that's 43. So there are 43 Matnos Dam that are done in the Heichal Kodesh HaKadoshim, meaning further in on Yom HaKippurim, on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or further. V'achas Asrei Shel Par Kohen Meshuach, or the 11 Matnos Dam of the Par Kohen Meshuach, meaning a Kohen Gadol makes a hora'a b'shogeg to be matir something that's really a chiv kares, something that your chayv bizdona kares should goso chatas. So and everyone followed that hora'a. So he has to bring a special carbon, and he's mazah the dam 7 times in the heichal on the paroches, and another 4 matnos dam on the kronos mizbeach hapnimi. Va'achas asrei shel parah davar shel tzibur, and the 11 matnos dam of the parah helam davar shel tzibur. In all of those cases, every single one of the matnos dam is ma'akev. If you're missing any one of them, you don't get the kapara. And therefore, you have to have, in order to be mefagalit, pigel bein barishona, bein bishnia, bein bishlishis, if you have machsheves pigel at any one of the stages of the matnos dam, Rameir Ram pigel v'chayim l'karis, Rameir says, yeah, that's pigel b'chatzi matir, and according to me, that's pigel. It becomes pigel when you're only mefagel on the rishona, or only the shnia, or only the shlishis. V'chamam ein b'karis, actually fagel b'chala matir. And the Chum say, no, it will only become pigel if you're mefagel the entire matir. So by the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, you need to be mefagel on all 43 matnos dam in order for it to become pigel. Now Chazanish says, well, wait just a second. The 43 matnos dam are from two different animals. There's the par and there's the sayer. So the Chazanish points out, you don't need an all 43 to be mefagel one of them. You got to do the math, meaning there is the point where you mix them together and you do the matnos dam of the two of them together. So you need to be mefagel on all the matanos that you do when they're mixed, and all the matanos that you did of the dama par alone in order to be mefagel the par, or all the ones that are mixed and the ones that were the dama sayer alone in order to be mefagel the sayer. If you want to be mefagel both of them, so then you have to have machsheves pigel on all 43. But katani miha, but look what the Brisa said. It said pigel bein barishona, bein bashnia, bein bashlishes. That even in the case where you were mefagel the matanos of the matanos harishona, the matanos that you did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which comes first, and then you did the subsequent matanos bishtika, bistam. So upligi, it's still a machlokas. The chachamim don't say in such a case, oh, das rishonu osa, and therefore it's probably it's still going to be pigle because it's considered pigle b'chala matir. No, there's no al das rishonu osa. Isn't this a raya against Rav? V'chitema, maybe you're going to say hachanami b'shtei deos. No, maybe over here we're talking about that there are two different kohanim, that one kohen did the matana in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the other Kohen did the Matnos Dam in the Heichal, so there were different Kohanim that took over, and that's why the Chacham don't say Al Das Rishonu Hu Osa. Yeah, well, Hanichal Mandi Amar Bepar Vafilu B'Dama Shel Par. That works if you assume that if a Kohen were to become Pasul halfway through the Avodah Sadam, that the next Kohen could just pick up where he left off. So then you could have such a case where one Kohen did the Matanos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then he became Pasul, so he had to quit, and there's Sagan took over for him, and he did the subsequent matanos because he could take over right in the middle. But according to the opinion that the second Kohen is going to have to bring a new par and start all over again, well then, Ma'ikal Meimer, you never have two people doing the separate sets of matanos. It's always the same guy. So isn't this a raya against Rav? We're back to having a raya against Rav. That again, the case in the Braisa was that you were mefagel with the Matana Rishona, not with the Matana Shni or Shlishis. It was Stam on the Matana Shni or Shlishis, and the Chachamim still said that's Mefagel B'chatzi Matir, it will not make anything piggle. Well, why not? Whatever happened to Aldas Rishona, who else said? So Amarava Hachamay Eskinan, Kigon Shepigel B'Rishona V'Shasak B'Shniya U'Pigel B'Shlishis. Now, the case over here must have been that you had a Machsheves Pigel on the first and the third, and it was Stam on the second one. So, although generally we'll assume Aldas Rishonu Osa, but by being Mefagel on the third one, by having a Machsheves Pigel on the third one, you're revealing that whenever it's Stam, you're not having a Machsheves Pigel. So, Da'amin on Is Al Kadaitach Kalos, Aldas Rishonu Osa, Mehadr Pigel B'Shlishis Lomeli. You wouldn't need to have the Machsheves Pigel on the third one if we're just, if the default is the original Machsheves Pigel. So, Lamai, by having the Machsheves Pigel on the third one, you're showing that that's not your default. That your default is not to go back to the original Machsheves Pigel. Maskav Ravashi, Midi Shasa Katani. That's great, but it didn't say that in the Braisa. The Braisa never said that that we're talking about a case where he was Shasak on the second one and then he was Mefagel on the third one. So you're making up a new Kimta that just doesn't appear in the Braisa. So it says a different possibility. Ella Amar Ravashi, Hacha B'mayaskin, Don Shapigel B'rishona U'Bishniya U'Bishlishes. What? That he was Mefagel on all of them? No. The way Rashi learns, that goes to Tzion and points out that you have to be Goris over here, that he was Pigel B'rishona U'Bishniya, and then he was Shasak B'Shlishes. That he was Pigel in the first two, and the third one he was Shasak. Darminan Isal Kadaitach Kala Osa Das Rishona U'Osa. If he's relying on his original das, why would he go ahead and have another machsheves pigel on the matanos of the parochas? He could have been somech on his das in the matanos of the kodesh hakodashim. So it must be that he's not doing al das rishona. So the matanos of the mizbeach hapnimi were karvu kil chasan without a machsheves pigel, and therefore he was only mefagel b'chatzi matir. And that's why the chabam will say that it is not pigel because it's only on a chatzi matir. Frekli gemara va bain katani. But the Braisa said bain barishona, bain bishnia, bain bishlishis. That doesn't make it sound like he was mefagel both on the rishona and the shnia, that he had a machsheves pigel multiple times. It sounds like either any one of them he had a machsheves pigel, including just the first one, and that's considered to be mefagel b'chatzi matir. Not like what Ravashi is telling us that he had a machsheves pigel on multiple of the matnos dan. So says Marakasha. Yeah, the Ravashi's teretz is difficult, and therefore we have a really strong kasha on Rav. It seems so. Again, Rav is one that said that even the chum would be moda, that if the first half of the matir was of the machsheves pigel and everything else was bishtika, that we rely on the original machshava called osa al das rishonu osa, and therefore it's called mefagel b'chala matir. But we have a challenge because it seems to be against this brisa. So that's what some of the Acharim said. Maybe we don't paskin like Rav over here. Maybe we paskin like Shmuel, that's still called mefaglin b'chati matir. So Amar Mar, we had said previously in the brisa that Rameir said that if a person has a machsheves pigel only on the hazaos and the kodesh hakodashim, pigel v'chayev and love kares. That's mefagel b'chatzi matir and yichayev kares for it. Well, michti kares l'mechayev atshiyukruv kala matirin. You can only be chayev kares for pigel if it's karev hamatir k'mitzvah. So if you did everything else in the avoda, the only problem you had in the avoda was a machshava chutz l'zmano, but everything else was done perfectly. Damar mar, and we derive that from a pasuk. The pasuk says that. It says pigel hu lo yeratzeh. So and by carbon kosher, it says yeratzeh lo carbon isha. So we darshin kahartzaas kosher, the same way that a carbon kosher becomes kosher and achieves what it's supposed to achieve, kahartzaas pasul. So too, all of those things need to happen in order for a carbon to become pigel, with the exception of that you have machshava chutz mano. So ma hartzaas kosher, just like in order for a carbon to be kosher, sa achi kruvu. You need to do all of the other avodas properly, so af hartza as possible. So too, when it comes to making a carbon into pigel, achi yikrivu kol hamatirin. Everything else needs to be done properly. So by the par yom kippurim, if you had a machsheves pigel by one of the matnos dam, all of the other matnos dam had to have been done properly in order for it to be or with just a machsheva chutzas mano in order for it to be pigel. But v'hai, if you had a par yom kippurim where you were mefagel when you were doing the hazos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the original set of hazos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, kiven the chashuba bifnim pasle. Once you had a machsheves pigel in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you pasle the korban. So ki mati behechal, when you then go and you are maza the dam in the heichal, it's no longer considered dam of a korban. The korban has already become pasle. So now it's as if you're just sprinkling mayim in the heichal. So you'll never have a case of korav amatir kimitzvaso when you have a machsheves pigel in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Any subsequent matanos of that dam in the heichal is not really dam. It becomes like mayim bialma. Rashi, wait a second. Then you can never have a machshavas pigel on anything, because as soon as you have a machshavas pigel on the shechita, so the whole carbon becomes like water now. So there's no zrika, there's no anything, right? Meaning, well, why don't you say that by any machshavas pigel that you'll never have karav amatir k'mitzvah? So because we say that as soon as you have that first machshavas pigel, any subsequent avoda, there's no dam in the carbon. It's just water. It's just nothing. It's garbage. Doesn't count as anything. What do you mean? How can you ever have be Mfagel Zevach with the Shechita or a Mincha with the Kemitza? Because if you have a Machsheves Pigel with the Shechita or with the Kemitza, the carbon becomes Pasul, and therefore the Zrika or the Haktara is like Zrikas Mayim or Haktaras, I don't know, Afar or something like that, and it turns out that you were not Makrav Kalamatirim, and there's no Kares because it's Maya Be'alma Kamadi. So he says, no, the Svara of Maya Be'alma Kamadi is only when it's in the same Avoda that you were Mfagel, not when it's in a different avoda. The shechita and the zrika are two different avodos. So the avoda that you were mefagel with, let's say the shechita, was done entirely with dam, and then the subsequent avoda is not considered to be mayim be'alma. But over here, the very avoda that you were mefagel with is a hazaa. So, and that wasn't done b'kedushasa. So the hazaos in the heichal are now like hazaos mayim, and all the hazaos are considered one big avoda. That's the so again. So the Gemara's question is: according to Rabbi Meir, how could it be pigel when you had a machsheves pigel in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in order for something to be pigel, you need karav amatir k'mitzvah? So, but as soon as you add a machsheves pigel in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, all the dam now, the whole thing becomes pasul, and all the rest of the dam now becomes like water. So when you subsequently do the hazaos in the heichal, it's like you're being maza water, so it should not be eligible for pigel. So Gemara has two explanations. Explanation number one, amrabba mishkachasla ba'arba'a parim va'arba'a si'irim. You know how it could happen? If you had your makrav aparin sa'ir and your maza the dam in the Kodesh HaKadosh with a machsheves pigel, and then all the dam spilled out and it's all gone. So you couldn't do any subsequent hazos dam with those animals. So what do you do in such a case? You bring another parin sa'ir and you just pick up from where you left off. And, and you're mazav from their dam on the parochas. And let's say you were mefagel on those, and then all the rest of the dams of those spilled out, so bring another parvis sa'ir and you're mazav on the kronos ha-mizbech. And let's say you had a machsheves pigel on those, and then all of that dam spill that, so you bring another parvis sa'ir, and again you pick up where you left off, and you do the sheva azos and the tiyar roshel mizbech, and you're mefagel on that. So it could be that if you have arba aparim varba asirim, so you could have a machsheves pigel on any one of these steps, and it's going to be pigel because it's all of the hazos dam of that korban. So you have to make such an ukimta. Rava Amar, Rava says another way to answer it is afilu tem parach of the sa'ir echad lefugule miratzi. No, you could even say it's one par and one sa'ir, but the matanos and the heichal are not considered hazaos of mayim because they're meratz as far as pigel is concerned, meaning they're considered to be einochinami. The carbon is already pasul, but you're doing the zrikos of dam and the hazaos of the dam like you would have otherwise had to do with this carbon had you not pasuled it, and that's called that it's karav amatir kimitzvaso. Arbaim mishalosh. So it says, wait a second. We just happen to have mentioned that there are 43 matnos of dam of the sa'ir and the par and sa'ir of Yom Kippurim. Is that true? Is it 43 when you do the math? Va'atanya arba'im v'sheva. But didn't we learn in a brisa that it's 47 matnos dam? So it says ma'lo kasha. Ha'kamandi amar ma'arvin l'kranos. Ha'kamandi amar ein ma'arvin l'kranos. It's a machlokas whether they mix the dam of the par and the sa'ir together before they do the four matnos dam of the kranos. If they don't, then they need to do it separately, and then it's going to be 47. Va'atanya arba'im v'shmona. But then we have another brisa that says it's 48. Lo kasha. Ha'kamandi amar shrayim ma'akvin, or command the Yerushalayim lo ma'akvin. That depends whether the Shvich HaShirayim is ma'akev. That's considered an extra matandam or not. Good. So we had said previously that if you're mefagel at the time of the Akhtaras HaKometz, but not the Akhtaras HaLavona, it was a machlokas. That's mefaglin b'chatzi matir. Rav Meir says it's pigel. The Chum say it's not pigel. But when it comes to the avodas that you only do with the kmitza, that you don't do with the Lavona, then it, just having machsheves pigel on the kmitza, everyone would agree that is a machsheves pigel, because then you're mefagel b'chala matir. So Yibayilu, following Shaila. Pigel b'holacha mahu. What if you were mefagel at the holachas hakometz? Now you do a holachas halavona, but is that called pigel b'kala matir or b'chatzi matir? Some Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'kmitza. What do you mean? That's a pigel b'chatzi matir, just like the haktaras hakometz. You do haktaras hakometz, you do the haktaras halavona. So if you're mefagel only on the haktaras hakometz, it's a chatzi matir. If you do if you're mefagel on the holachas hakometz, it's a chatzi matir. Reish Lakish amar halacha. I'm sorry. Halacha kikmitza is like the actual taking of the kmitza, which is only done by the kometz and not by the levona. It's a kola matir. Reish Lakish amar halacha kaktara. That halacha is like the haktara, where it's a chati matir, because you do the haktara on both the kometz and the levona. So says Gemara, Reish Lakish makes more sense. Bishlam l'Reish Lakish ikanami halacha de levona. I get why the halacha of the kometz would be a chati matir, because you're supposed to do a halacha on the levona as well. So when you do a halacha on the kometz, it's a chati matir. El Rabbi Yochanan, but why would Rabbi Yochanan, my time, why would he assume that the halacha of a kometz is kol hamatir? So Rabbi Yochanan, kol avoda sheinu materes, avoda chashivi lefagel b'fnei atzma. Any avoda that's not ma'akev, the heter of the korban, like halacha, you could be matir the korban even without a halacha, is considered its own independent full avoda that you could be mefagel the korban with. Amalei Abayi, so Abayi says, well, wait a second, are shchita sechem min akvasim, the avoda she'ena matirasa, shechting one of the kivsei atzeres is an avoda that's not matirit, it's a zrika that's matir, not the shechita, upligi, and nevertheless you have machlok shamer in our Mishnah about that's called mefaglin b'chatzi matir, ditnan, because our Mishnah said, shechlecha min ha-kvasim lechel shteya chalos l'machar, you shecht one of the kvasim having in mind to eat the shteya lechem chutzuz manu, or hikterecha min ha-bezicha lechel shnei sedarim l'machar, or you're makter one of the bezicha levona having in mind to eat the lechem upon this is called a mefaglin b'chatzi matir. See, even shchita, which is an avoda that's not matir, is called a mefagel b'chatzi matir. So Rava says back to Abaye, mi savrit lechem b'tanur kadosh. Do you think the lechem becomes kadosh in the tanur? Shchitas kvasim mekad shalai. It's the shchita of the kvasim that's mekadish the lechem. Abala kadish kabala hatir dami. And therefore it's considered like a matir, because that which is mekadesh is like that which is matir, and that's why by the shchit it's considered mefaglin b'chatzi matir. The shchit of one of the kvasim was done with the machshava of chutzas mano. So Maser Rav Shimi Barashi, Rav Shimi Barashi challenges Rav again. Acherim or mehikdim mulim la'arelim. That if let's say you shecht the first simon of the korban pesach, having in mind that a group of people who have a bris milah will eat from it, and the second simon you have in mind that arelim and mulim will eat from it, kosher. The carbon is kosher because by shechting of both simanim, you at least had in mind people who had a mila. But hiktim arelim lemulim, if you shecht the first simon, having in mind only an arel who's not allowed to eat from the carbon pesach, then pasul. Then the carbon is going to be pasul. Vekaimel and the b'chatzi matir pligi. And we say they're arguing about a chatzi matir because the when we say that if you're maktim the arelim lemulim, it's pasul. That's Rabbi Meir, because he holds that you could pasul b'chatzi matir just like you could be mefagel b'chatzi matir. And the Chum say it's going to be kosher because they hold you cannot pasul b'chatzi matir. So apparently even by shchita, which is not matir anything, it's not mekadesh bread, it's korban pesach, it's not mekadesh bread, it's not matir anything, we're still going to say that they have this concept of chatzi matir. Amalei, mi savrit dam b'tzavr behema kadosh. Do you think the dam becomes kadosh in the tzavr of the behema? Dam sakin mekadosh. kachle. The shechita is mekadesh the dam. V'abal kadesh kubalati dami. So just like the shechita of the kvasim is mekadesh the lechem, the shechita of the korban pesach is mekadesh the dam, and therefore it's considered to be a matir. Tashema b'medvam amur b'kemitzo matan kliu b'hiluch. Wait a second. We have a raya that says that when do we say pigul b'chatzi matir? When do we say that pigul b'kometz is mefagel the korban and that it's not called the chatzi matir? That's if you're mefagel on the kemitza, on the matan kli, or on the hiluch. My love, hiluch d'achtara. Doesn't that sound like hiluch of the kemitza is considered kala matir? So, hiluch the matan kli. No, it's talking about the hiluch of putting the kemitza into the kli, which doesn't happen by the levona. Ihachi, but if that's what it means, b'matan kli u'behiluch, b'hiluch matan kli mi ba'ilei, then it's in the wrong order. So it says, maralokasha, t'nihachi. Okay, so switch the order. Balo l'haktara, but then it describes you come to be makter. Balo l'halacha mi ba'ilei. It should say you come to do the halacha. Halokasha, kivin d'halacha tzarech haktara hi, kari l'haktara. Since that halacha is to lead up to the haktara, we call that haktara as well. Elo nasanas hakometz b'shtika holich mi ba'ilei. But then in the Hemshech Lebrai says you put the kometz in on the fire b'shtika. It should say you're molich. It should have said because that's what you're up to. So kasha, that's taka akasha, and therefore this Brisa seems to be against Reish Lakish. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from there. Have a good day.